floods. Floods happen often in New Zealand and can cause a lot of damage and loss of life. Reduce the impacts of floods by finding out what the flood risk is in your area. Your local council may have resources and information on how to reduce potential flood damage. Review your insurance regularly. Having insurance cover for your home and contents is important to help you get back on your feet if you suffer damage in a disaster. Get ready before a flood. Find out from your local council if your home or business is at risk from flooding and how they'll alert you if you need to evacuate. Ask about 1. Evacuation plans and local public alerting systems. 2. What to do with your pets and livestock if you have to evacuate. 3. How you can reduce the risk of future flooding to your home or business. Work out what supplies you might need and make a plan with your whānau. Practice your emergency plan and your evacuation route to higher ground. Take measures to reduce potential flood damage and make sure your insurance policy covers you for flood damage. During a flood, put safety first. Don't take any chances. Act quickly if you see rising water. Floods and flash floods can happen quickly. If you see rising water, do not wait for official warnings. Head for higher ground and stay away from flood water. Stay out of flood water. Never try to walk, swim, or drive through flood water. Many flood fatalities are caused by people attempting to drive through water. Always assume that flood water is contaminated with farm runoff, chemicals, and sewage. Contaminated flood water can make you sick. Make sure you wash your hands, clothes, and property after contact with floodwaters. If flooding is possible, stay informed by listening to the radio or follow your Civil Defence Emergency Management Group online. Find your local Civil Defence Emergency Management Group at www.civildefence.govt.nz. Be prepared to evacuate and keep your grab bag near. Listen to emergency services and local civil defence authorities. Follow any instructions about evacuation of your area. Self-evacuate if you feel unsafe. Move pets to a safe place and move stock to higher ground. If you have to leave, take your pets with you. If it's not safe for you, it's not safe for them. Turn off water, electricity and gas if advised to. Move valuable and dangerous items as high above the floor as possible. This includes electrical equipment and chemicals. Use watertight containers to store important items. Lift curtains, rugs and bedding off the floor. Check on your neighbours and anyone who may need your help. After a flood, only return home after Civil Defence and Emergency Services have told you it is safe to do so. It may not be safe to return home even when the floodwaters have receded. Stay away from damaged areas. You might hamper rescue and other emergency operations and be at further risk from the residual effects of floods. Look before you step. After a flood, the ground and floors may be slippery or covered with debris, including broken bottles and nails. Help others if you can, especially people who may need extra help. Find out what support you can get if you have been affected by an emergency event at shorturl.at/wwrob. If your property is damaged. 1. Do not do anything that puts your safety at risk or causes more damage to your property. 2. Contact your insurance company as soon as possible. 3. If you rent your property, contact your landlord and your contents insurance company. And 4. Take photos of any damage. It will help speed up assessments of your claims. When you return home, clean and dry your house and everything in it. Flood water can make the air in your home unhealthy. When things get wet for more than 2 days, they usually get mouldy. There may also be germs and bugs in your home after a flood. Mould may make some people with asthma, allergies, or other breathing problems sick. Throw away food and drinking water that has come into contact with flood water, including canned goods. Avoid drinking or preparing food with tap water until you are certain it is not contaminated. Follow any boil water notice instructions from your local authorities. Find out more about how to keep your food safe at mpi.govt.nz. Talk to your doctor or another medical professional if you have questions about cleaning or working in a home that has been flooded. If there is a large amount of mould, you may want to hire professional help to clean up the mould. Protect yourself by wearing 1. A certified respirator. 2. Goggles. 3. Gloves. 4. Protective clothing that covers your arms and legs. And 5. Sturdy footwear. Throw away anything that was wet with flood water and can't be cleaned. Throw away any wooden spoons, plastic utensils and baby bottle teats and dummies if they have been covered by flood water. There is no way to safely clean them. Disinfect metal pans and utensils by boiling them in clean water. Flood water can deposit large quantities of silt. Silt can be dangerous and make you sick. Dust from silt can affect people's health. If you can see, smell or taste dust in the air, put safety first. If you can, keep the surface of the silt wet or cover it to prevent it drying and blowing around. Or use barriers to protect the silt from the wind. If possible, stay indoors and close windows and doors when dust levels are high. You may also need to seal openings such as cat doors and air vents to keep silt out. If you can't avoid dust, wear a properly fitted P2 or N95 mask. If you do not have one, you can use a surgical mask for some protection. Not all silt needs to be removed. Generally, in open areas where silt is less than 15 millimetres deep, you won't need to remove the silt. It will disappear in the weeks following the floods. Follow advice and instructions about removing silt from your local council and local civil defence emergency management group. Find advice on working safely when digging or moving silt at worksafe.govt.nz.